waited to the last minute to do your gift shopping? No problem. Head over to giftingmap.com today to see the amazing curated collection of gifts and gifting ideas that the team has assembled for you. Giftingmap.com, your map to great gifting.
Kane is in the building today.
Now back to The Break on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Brian Barrett.
All right, this should be a lot of fun. Week 11 of the NFL season, and a guy that knows a whole lot about quarterback play. Joining us now, it's Trent Dilfer. Of course, won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens in 2000. And Trent is joining us thanks to Panini America, the exclusive training card partner of the NFL and the NFLPA. And Trent, I understand you've got a new thing there with Panini America, and it's called Dilfer's Dimes.
Well, it's been fun. It's been my way to kind of put my one-minute unique analysis on the week of football. I try to find something that's out of the box or something that's uses social media as a platform to share that analysis. And Panini has been a great partner with me for years. We've done a lot of projects together. The Super Bowl Kid Reporter Initiative, as well as other things. And it's been fun for me, and hopefully people have learned a few things watching the one-minute videos.
All right, Trent, let's pick up with the best team in the NFL so far this season, the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees, now 25 touchdowns, just one interception. He went 22 of 30 and actually lowered his completion percentage. How do you describe what he's doing this year?
Well, he's always been as precise of a player as anybody in the league, and he's even stepped up his game a little bit more. What I appreciate about the Saints in general is their commitment to run the football. They're running it as much as anybody in the league. They run it to control the ball, but they also get big plays out of the running game, which is hard to do. And then Drew, once you give him that type of run game, like the Super Bowl season, now it's stealing for him. Now he's looking at defensive coverages and front deployment. That's simple. It's like training camp. You're not getting a lot of heavy disguises. You're not getting pass rushers with their ears pinned back, and he's just going to chew you apart. So you're taking a skill set, which is always one of the greatest of all time at Drew Brees, with the amount of precision, and you're giving him even easier looks to execute against, which is incredible. So if they continue to do this, I think their ability to run the football, their ability to control the line of scrimmage, and then let Drew win those critical downs would make them the front runner in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, sure, and they're going to have home field advantage in that dome, which would be great, too. On the other side of that, Trent, the Eagles, they won the Super Bowl a season ago. What's happened to them?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. I think starting from 30,000 feet is, you know, they probably celebrated this thing a little too long. They didn't press the reset button quite fast enough. I was with some of these guys in the summer, and they were still pouring perfume on one another for what they accomplished the year before. And that's understandable. But I didn't get the chance to repeat with Baltimore, but I've talked to a lot of my friends that did. And the ones that didn't have good experiences, they tell a story much like the Eagles, where they kept looking back at what they accomplished. They kept patting themselves in the back. They kept looking in the rearview mirror more than looking forward. My friends, both coaches and players that did repeat or made a strong run and got back to the Super Bowl, were the ones that had about a month, 6 weeks of celebrating what they did the year before, and then literally never talked about it again. Just were able to create that mindset, create that edge where they have to earn it all over again. Those are the teams that do well in the next season after a Super Bowl. And the Eagles have not been that team. Now, I think there's some other practical things that have contributed to this. Number one, Frank Reich, who's one of the great coaches in this league, leaving to go to Indianapolis, I think is really kind of was a shell shock to the Eagles, and they haven't adjusted well from that move. And then they've had some injuries. They have been banged up, and that's a real thing. It's not an excuse. It's a reason. I hate when people say no excuses. No, there are excuses. Sometimes there's reasons you're not as good. And when you have key players hurt at key times, you're going to struggle. Struggle to this amount, I find shocking. But, yeah, there's a lot of reasons why the Eagles aren't as good as they were last year.
We're chatting with Trent Dilfer, thanks to Panini America. Panini America is the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL and the NFLPA. All right, Trent, you mentioned Frank Reich. He comes over and takes over in Indianapolis. Andrew Luck now 7 straight games with at least 3 touchdown passes. They're 5-5 on the season. The offensive line, they haven't given up a sack since that Patriots game way back on Thursday night in Week 5. How is this all going so perfectly the past month and a half for Indianapolis?
Well, again, a lot of things. Let's start with the coach. I think the visionary Frank Reich has installed a system and a mentality of physicality up front, getting the ball out quicker and relying more on play action than drop back pass. So throwing the ball in a conducive environment to throw it. Don't throw it when they know you're going to throw it. Throw it when they think you're going to run it. It's the easiest way to say it. The development of the offensive line, I think 3 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks I heard recently. I could be wrong there, but they have a lot of high-round picks. Quentin Nelson's a difference maker, one of the most physical players in football. Their ability to come together and become a dominant run team with a 3-headed monster in the backfield has really established what they can be offensively. Then Andrew Luck, you know, to me, he was the best prospect we've seen in the NFL since John Elway. Now you're able to see the fullness of his game because he's not under duress every play. So now he's playing from an environment where that's advantageous for him and the passing game. And he's just been spectacular. And then the ball's out coming out faster. Within all that, when they do drop back and throw it, Frank's created a system both through RPOs and the quick game where he's holding the ball up to 2.25 seconds less than he has been in years past. So the ball's out faster. So if you do make a mistake on the offensive line, if you are getting blitzed, if it's a bad day where you're not controlling the line of scrimmage, you're still not taking as many hits, you're still not creating as many negative plays because the ball is coming out of your hand faster.
All right, Trent, one of your former teams, the Baltimore Ravens, they go with the rookie yesterday, Lamar Jackson, due to the injury to Joe Flacco. They pick up a win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Lamar Jackson ran the ball 27 times, which was a modern record for a quarterback. So if Joe Flacco is healthy in the coming weeks, do they go back to Flacco, or do you think you ride this out with Jackson?
No, you go back to Flacco. Listen, I love Lamar Jackson. I thought the term I had for yesterday was frenetic but fun. It was chaos watching Lamar Jackson play. But really fun to watch, too, and in a model that can work every once in a while. It's not a sustainable model in the NFL. You cannot run your quarterback that much. You cannot have that frenetic of a passing game and expect to execute at a high level. But it's the greatest change-up there is in football. If you're looking for the perfect formula for a backup quarterback, that's probably it, where you can throw out a completely unique offense when your starting quarterback is hurt. I like that. I appreciate that. But if you're talking about the Ravens making a push for the playoffs and how they're going to sustain consistent offense, it's going to be a Joe Flacco.
We're chatting with Trent Dilfer, thanks to Panini America, the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL and the NFLPA. And Trent, I know you're short on time, so before we let you go this morning, huge game tonight, most hyped Monday Night Football game we've seen in a while, the Chiefs and the Rams. So if you had to pick one of these offenses, which one do you like more?
Put me in a box. I think the Rams is a little more sustainable. I think it's more dependent upon their offensive line, more dependent upon the runner play action offense. Much of the analysis I just gave about the Colts is what Sean McVay does in L.A. This thing at its core is about the 5 bigs up front and running the football. If you can establish that and win the must-run situations and create a dominance with your physicality and then have the creativity in your play-action pass game and your drop-back pass game, is the perfect storm offensively. So if you look at the Saints, the Colts, the Rams, it's kind of a similar model. Whereas the Chiefs are a little bit more about bells and whistles and sizzle. Now, don't get me wrong. They can run the football, and they do have a good offensive line. So I'm not trying to diminish the Chiefs. But to me, the Chiefs are a little bit more about sizzle and a little less about substance. When I say substance, I mean about bigs and running the football. Now, if the Chiefs change that as the weather turns, and they become more ball control, they become more about the run game, they become more about play action, then they fit into that other box that I'm talking about. But at this point, I'm more a believer in the Rams formula for it to be sustainable.
All right, that's Trent Dilfer. He joined us thanks to Panini America, the exclusive training card partner of the NFL and the NFLPA. Trent, congratulations on the great stuff you're doing with Panini America. Enjoy that game tonight.
All right, brother. See you.
All right, great stuff there from Trent Dilfer.